Republican gubernatorial candidate Phil Scott is calling on Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin's administration to delay the approval of a new health care payment reform plan. Scott says Vermonters need a much better idea of how the new proposal will work. He says there should be no rush to judgment about the far-reaching change in Vermont's health care system. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
The Shumlin administration announced this week that it's reached an agreement with the federal government on a plan known as All Payer. The goal of the proposal is to move away from the current fee-for-service system that pays for every specific procedure to one that rewards quality and positive health care outcomes. The Green Mountain Care Board plans to hold a series of public hearings about the proposal over the next 3 weeks. Board Chairman Al Gobay says he hopes his panel can take a final vote on the plan in roughly a month. GOP gubernatorial hopeful Phil Scott says he's very concerned by the accelerated timetable.
Vermonters deserve to have a really detailed discussion about this before we move forward. And if that takes a month, 2 months, 6 months, or a year, I think it's worth having. So I think it's premature to sign us and lock us into an agreement, something that the next administration will have to deal with.
And Scott thinks it's going to take some time for providers and consumers to understand just how the new payment system will actually work.
Nobody has a good handle on what the all-payer model is and what it's going to do and what's the ripple effect and the long-term ramification and what it's going to cost. I mean, there's some basic questions that need to be answered.
Governor Peter Shumlin says all-payer is needed to bring health care costs under control, and he defends the time frame for approval. First, Shumlin says it's an optional program so that any provider who has questions about it doesn't have to be part of it.
We now have an opportunity to move to a system that can finally get costs under control while improving quality. I think that's what this draft agreement does. This is optional for providers. If they want to join up, I personally, as governor, believe it's going to be a much better system, but we've got to all make it work together.
Shumlin also says the agreement with the federal government allows Vermont to get out of the plan as long as the state gives the feds 6 months' notice.
It has exits built into it, and I did that deliberately, so that if a future governor is talking to Vermonters and they say, listen, this really isn't working for us, with 180 days' notice, we can get out of this thing without penalties. Now, that would be a huge change and a real shame, but we did build in exits.
Will the administration reconsider its time frame if the testimony at the public hearings raises major questions about all payer? Shumlin says that question is premature.
I expect confusion. This is an incredibly confusing topic. But I don't want to speculate on whether people will think it's a good idea or a bad idea because most people don't understand it yet. So I'm not going to color that one or shade it.
The first public hearing on the all-payer system will be held in White River Junction next Monday. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.